Hello there, Padawans. Welcome to another episode of Holonet Live. I'm your host, Steve. Here's what's going on in the galaxy. First up, Star Wars Victory's Price, an Alphabet Squadron novel, is the third book in the trilogy of the Alphabet Squadron. And there was a synopsis released on this upcoming book. It's coming out on March 21st, 2021. I cannot go into the synopsis because if you have not read the first two books, which is Alphabet Squadron and Shadows Fall, if you haven't read those yet, I highly recommend you do, because the second book especially sets up the third book, and the synopsis basically gives you an idea of what happens at the end of the second book. So I cannot read it to you. However, if you're big into the ships of Star Wars, into the pilots, and learning more about actual fighters in the time period right after Return of the Jedi, in between the Return of the Jedi and Battle of Jakku, where the Aftermath trilogy takes place, I would highly recommend reading these books. It gives you more insight into a lot of the ships and the pilots that fly them, as well as we have Star Wars Squadrons coming up in the fall. So these books are a little bit, the video game, I guess, is based a little bit with some of the information provided in these books as well. So it's definitely a trilogy you want to read if you're into the Star Wars books. So Victory's Price, check that out. I don't believe it was an official announcement yet on StarWars.com, but we might get one Monday, so we'll see. Next up, there was an excerpt from the new book coming out, Star Wars, The Clone Wars Anthology, and it's about from this article, it says, join young Boba Fett's crew in this exclusive look. And now this is, this chapter is the Lost Night Sister, and it's also includes Asajj Ventress, and it's from, the Clone Wars season 4 episode Bounty. So, it's on sci-fi.com, and it's it gives a little bit of what we're going to be seeing in the anthology. The anthology is being released August 25th. It has different stories from the Clone Wars from different perspectives, and there's going to be a couple new stories as well. So it gives us a little more insight into the characters, their thoughts and feelings and everything. So this is really cool. So if you're into Boba Fett, check this article out. I'll put the link in the description, but it's sci-fi.com. Next, and let's see, The Mandalorian. So John Favreau and Dave Filoni were interviewed by Deadline recently, and they discussed the 15 Emmy nominations and The Mandalorian in general in Star Wars. And I'm not going to go into this whole article, but I'm going to pick out a quote that I really liked. I'll put the link in the description, but here's something that John Favreau said. We want to really wind it back to the things that inspired the original Star Wars and really get small in scale and tell simple stories. Because part of what you inherit when you're going to Star Wars now is this whole history, because the stories have been told for decades, and it was nice with a new medium to be able to start with a new set of characters to introduce a new audience. Favreau, a dedicated fan himself since he was a kid, said of the blueprint for the series, but we always knew, and this is something I learned from, here's a key point, over at Marvel and working with Kevin Feige, is you always want to keep the core fans in mind, because they have been the ones that have been keeping the torch lit for many, many years. But these are also stories for young people and for new audiences. These are myths, and so you always want to have an outstretched hand to people who might not have that background. And so you're really telling two stories at once. You're telling the story for people who are fresh eyes, and you're telling the story for people who have been there with the property and with the stories and the characters for so many years. And make sure that you're honoring them as well. I just want to say this is a super important quote, that this is something very important. And I think you can see through The Mandalorian that he has brought that. He's demonstrated that he is trying to also excite the core fans. As myself, as Ollie, we're huge fans. We grew up on the originals. We were young when the prequels came out, and we're diehard fans, and there's plenty of you out there that are listening that are also the same way, that grew up on the originals, or, you know, started when the originals were out for so long. And it's just with the sequel trilogy, I'll bring the sequel trilogy in this, because some people get there's a lot of criticism on the sequel trilogy, but with that in mind, and Disney trying to do different things, I think this is very important, because this kind of shows where Disney could be potentially going with Star Wars in general. If Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni themselves are, and we've talked about this, if they have the right writing with Dave Filoni and Favreau's direction in Star Wars, I think it's going to be in the hands of very, very awesome people that are going to take care of this franchise for long term. So, if you want to read the whole article, it's on Deadline. There's also a video. I'll put the link in the description. But I thought this was a super important quote to read, because it just shows that they do have their head and their hearts in the right spot when it comes to Star Wars. There's a lot of core fans out there. There's a lot of new fans out there. And you kind of have to balance it out. You have to appease... You have to keep the core fans there, because if you lose the core fans, you're going to lose the franchise overall. Same thing with Marvel. If you start pissing off the core fans that grew up on those stories of, say, like Captain America, Iron Man, Hulk, you name it. If you start pissing them off and driving them away, then how are you going to build a new fan base if no one really watches it in general? So I think The Mandalorian kind of does that, and this episode has been more of an opinion piece for me, I guess, in the sense it's not really reporting the news and I'm kind of getting off track. But I just wanted to point that out, because it's very important. And for fans that have been with all these rumors going around and being skeptical about everything that's going on, and myself included, I'm very cynical and I see these things. It's exciting, and it's great to hear that that coming from Jon Favreau himself, that he's trying... that they're trying to keep the core fans, but they're also trying new stuff and step out, you know, not stay in between the lines. So, again, check out the whole article on Deadline. They also talked to Dave Filoni, but I thought that quote was very important to read out. So, like I said, I'll put that link in the description for you to read. And that concludes another episode of HoloNet Live. As always, we appreciate our listeners and the support and feedback, and make sure to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you have been listening, the reviews actually help us get seen by more people that are looking for Star Wars podcasts. So we really appreciate it if you like our podcasts and our shows, and we appreciate that. Please follow us on Instagram at The Padawans. We're also on all podcast streaming services. And we're on YouTube and Twitch. We stream our podcasts on Twitch Live, and then we post them on YouTube later on. So, again, thank you for joining us for another episode of HoloNet Live, and we'll catch you later, Padawans.